اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected listeners from all over the world, welcome to IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah with me here today in the studio. I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Fawad, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Hassan, how are
Fine,
you?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah,
Hussein?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll be practicing Ayah 35 of Surah Al-A'raf today on page 154. Dear listeners, Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, grab your Quran, sit in the direction of Qibla with wudu. Inshallah, open the Quran, page 154. Surah Al-A'raf. What ayah, Hassan?
35.
Let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Bani Adam, imma ya'tiyannakum rusulun minkum yaqussuna 'alaykum ayati. فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Good. I really enjoyed it. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. So hope our brothers and sisters have enjoyed. Inshallah, we'll practice this ayah, how to recite beautifully. We'll try to recite the same as the reciter. We'll do our best, inshallah, by learning the tajweed rules and applying them in the ayah. So let me just read it once, and one of our brothers here will recite. All right, guys? One of you will recite it.
Yes.
Get ready.
Yes.
So, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Bani Adama, imma ya'tiyannakum rusulun minkum yaqussuna 'alaykum ayati. فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Very easy and simple. Who's ready to read it?
Yes,
Hussein.
I just read it. Who's ready to recite it?
Hussein.
Ali Nasir? Hussein?
Hussein.
Yes.
Okay, let's vote. Hassan, Ali Nasir or Hussein?
Hassan.
Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Fawad, Ali Nasir or Hussein?
Hussein.
So we got two votes then. Let's see who vote for each
and
other.
Hassan.
Okay, Hussein. Do you yourself want to recite it or you vote for Ali Nasir?
Ali Nasir.
Hassan.
Ali Nasir. What do you do, Ali Nasir?
Hassan.
I will vote for Fawad.
You go for Fawad? All right, Fawad. Hussein. Ali Nasir got more votes. No, Ali Nasir got more votes. Yeah.
Ali Nasir.
You should be thankful for my vote.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم إما يأتينكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
أحسنت. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah talks to us, O children of Adam, if there come to you apostles from among yourselves, يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي, recounting to you my signs. يَقُصُّون comes from the word قِصَّة. Have you heard? قِصَّة, story.
Story.
But also it means story, also it means to explain, to say, to remind us, to explain. Okay? يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ what? Recounting to you my signs.
Yes.
فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحْ then those who are God-weary and righteous people, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ they will have no fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ and nor will they grieve. Because they have believed in Allah Almighty and they have been good people, all right? They will certainly enter
paradise.
Paradise. There is no grief. Alright?
Yes.
Alright? In the next ayah that inshallah we'll talk about it, Allah says, but those who deny our signs and are disdainful of them, they shall be the inmates of fire and they shall remain in it forever. Why? Because they have wronged themselves. Okay? It's not Allah Almighty who wrongs them. It's them who wronged themselves.
Yes.
Fawad. Ya bani Adam. There is a mad sign. Do you see on the top of
yes?
Ya?
Yes.
Right. Tell us about that. Is it a must to extend the sound or no? I'm allowed to ignore it.
No, it's not a must.
All right. What's the reason?
Because Hamza and the mad letter are not in the same word or one word.
Okay, Hamza, I know that's a Hamza Adam. Okay. What's the mad letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have any other mud letters as well?
Yes.
What are they?
No.
Alif.
Yes.
Alif.
And oh, yes. Wow.
And wow. So three mud letters with Hassan. What are they?
Alif.
Alif.
Wow.
Wow and?
Yeah.
Yeah. These three letters are called mud letters.
Yes.
They are used to stretch usually. If they accept harakat, if they accept fatha kasra dhamma, they should be pronounced a e u wa we wu. Yayi, you. But if they don't have any of them, it means they are used to stretch the sound. So, yi, ya bani. Look at ya, it doesn't have fatha, kasra, dhamma. You don't read it ya bani, yi, ya bani, ya, or ya bani,
you.
You read it ya bani. So it is used to extend the sound of e, kasra,
yes.
Bani, the ni sound.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
So that is called mad letter. If Fawad says, what do you say, Fawad?
If the mad letter and
okay.
Hamza are in the same word,
right.
You extend the mad.
It is a must.
Yeah, it is a must.
It is a must. So he says, if the mad letter and the Hamza, which is after the mad letter. If they are part of one word, you gotta extend it. You have to.
Yes.
In case they are in two different words. Ya bani, bani is another word. Adam is another word.
What
two
if
words.
They're in a compound word?
You have to find it out, okay? Ya bani Adam is a compound word. Bani Adam.
Yes.
Like ya ayyuhal ladhina, we have compound word, okay? There is what we said. It's
yeah,
not
watching. You and yeah.
Yeah.
Like picnic.
All right, Ya Bani Adam. Here you don't have to extend. It's not
it's
a must.
Yes.
Yes.
Adam imma. What's that? Is there any point about the word imma?
Yes.
Word by word, we should go.
Yes.
So what is it?
The pronunciation of Hamza.
All right.
It's very important.
E. Good job.
Yes. And meem shadda.
All right.
You should pronounce a nasal sound.
With a nasal sound?
For two counts.
Extended for two counts. Yes. How do you do it?
Imma.
Imma. Good job. Ya'atiyannakum. Nun. Nun mushadda. The same as meem.
Yes.
Yes.
Rusulun minkum. Rusulun minkum it was. But yes. You read it?
Rusulum.
Rusulum minkum. What is it?
Idgham.
The rule idgham. Check out the Tajweed books in case you don't know. Minkum.
Ikhfa.
Check out the Tajweed books in case you don't know. Because yes. We have explained everything.
Yes.
So, Rusulum minkum. Yaqussuna alaykum ayati. Hassan, is it okay if I stop here?
No.
I just stopped.
No.
Why?
Because that letter la on the top of ayat.
The word la, you mean?
Yes, the word la.
It's a tiny la on the top. Good.
It says that you are not allowed to stop.
You're not allowed to stop. Go on. Just continue. Don't stop here. There's no, it's taxi station. It's not a bus station.
Yes.
You want to park it here? Just move on. Allah Almighty says, if there come to you apostles from among yourselves. Two important points I want to say from this ayah, and then we'll continue the Tajweed rules. One, Allah Almighty sends prophets towards human beings for a mission.
Yes.
And what's that mission?
To guide us.
To guide us. All right. Second point. Not only guiding us, but also helping us understand the rules, the laws in this world.
Yes.
Related to our life. What things we should do, what things we
shouldn't
do. Why? Because this life is not the eternal life. So we are preparing for our final life.
This is a playground. The other.
This is not a playground. This is a mazra', a farmland for akhirah.
Imam Sadiq said, I don't know.
Ad-dunya mazra'atul. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it's kind of a farmland for you, okay, for the akhirah of you. So whatever you crop, whatever you plant, you will pick it. Okay, so try your best to plant good trees, fruitful trees, not like waste or destroyed ones, okay? Now, that's the points. And also, the prophets come, Allah Almighty sends them to inform us of the day of
judgment.
That there is going to be a day of judgment. That's it. Second point, Allah Almighty chooses prophets from among ourselves to be acceptable.
From our race.
From our race. Not only our race, humanity it means here, okay?
Yes.
It says from human beings. So there were people in early Islam, okay? The mushriks, okay? Those who were denying, they were saying that, he is a person like us. We don't believe him. Come on, Allah. If Allah wants to send us prophet, he has to be angel. Mm. He has to send us angels. Then Allah Almighty answers in the other part of the Quran, answers that if we had sent them angels, they would have asked us, oh, we don't want angels because angels don't understand us. He has to pick one of us. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, that's why Allah Almighty chooses human beings, because they understand us. Because they are humans as well. So human understands the needs of human beings.
Yes.
Yes? You know better what you need, okay? A human being knows better what a human being needs.
Yes.
Other animals, for example, or the angels, they don't understand what I need for my perfection, for my guidance. All right?
Yeah.
There should be no excuse. So Allah Almighty sends human beings. That's it. Refer to the Tafsir books in case you want to learn more about it. Okay. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. That's all. Very easy ayah. There is no important tajweed points. There were. We mentioned them. Now I will recite them. I will recite this ayah once. make sure you listen and repeat after me. Hassan, ready?
Yes.
Hussein, ready?
Yes.
Fawad, ready?
Yes.
And Ali Nasir?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, are you ready? Yes, we are ready. Let's move on. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا بني آدم إما يأتينكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي فمن اتقى وأصلح
يا بني آدم إما يأتينكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي
فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
فمن اتقى وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah That's it from us for today Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio Stay with us, thank you so much for being with us today We look forward to seeing you in the next coming sessions, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان